What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Baby Fathers podcast for another brand new episode with myself, DJ Riddler, and I'm from Live Links. I'm your co-host on the Baby Fathers podcast, and on today's show, we have a special guest. This special guest is kind of a guest who reached out to us, and I said, you know what, we needed to get this gentleman on. He goes by the name of Derek.
That's right. Right. That's right, yeah.
Derek, listen, I'm going to say thank you for coming on today's show.
It's no problem at all.
I want to kind of give people, I'm going to let people know about your background and the profession, what you're in and what you actually do.
Sure. Okay, so again, I'm Derek Mason. Mm-hmm. I'm a company director for a mediation service. So Okay. Our company actually helps fathers or mothers make arrangements, and that might be about children. Any family arrangement, we'll deal with that. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
And okay, so I'm kind of gonna get into. I'm gonna ask you some questions, sure. And then you can just fire away, right?
Sure.
So, what is like the mediation center? What's that about?
Okay, so essentially, since 2014, if you want to apply to court to see a child or to gain access to a child you don't see, you need to see a mediator, okay? And that's what we do. So you would see us, we'll talk to you about what your situation is and if you're eligible to go to court. And if you wanna go to court, we'll sign a court form for you to show that you've seen us. Mm-hmm. But if you wanna mediate, we'll obviously go over mediation, what it is.
Yeah.
If you wanna mediate, we can help with that too.
Okay, and what is the process of the mediation?
Okay, so again, since 2014, you need to see a mediator.
Okay.
Right, so there's a meeting called a MIAM, which is a mediation information assessment meeting. Lasts for about an hour. It's where you would sit down with me or a colleague, and you just go over what the situation is, essentially. Yeah. How many children you got, who's the mother, what happened, what's going on, what do you want, do you see them, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of that meeting, what we'll do is work out if you want to mediate or not, okay? Essentially, the reason we do that MIAM meeting is to make sure you can mediate. Mm. Some people maybe just come out of prison. Some people may have non-molestation orders. Mm. So we can't reach out to the other party, or you can't sit down and talk with them to work out the situation. So we need to make sure that we can actually mediate the situation.
Okay, and what can the mediation help with?
Yeah. So again, if you have a child that you don't see, and even if you do see the child and you think, you know what, things aren't set up right, we don't get on, we don't communicate right, you might have problems with money, you might want to drop something on someone, like you might be moving far away. Yeah. That's what mediation helps with. It allows people to kind of have a very honest conversation about a situation, or if they're in a dispute, it's a chance for you guys to sit down together with an impartial person to make sure it doesn't get out of hand, et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to ask you a question, actually. Yeah. So when you talk about, obviously, this whole mediation organisation and that, is it free or do they have to pay?
Okay, well, nothing's free, obviously,
okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
But if you're on benefits, a lot of mediation services, if you're on universal credit, PIP sometimes, income support as well, you can actually do it for free of charge through legal aid.
Okay.
So you just need to prove you're on benefit. And it'd be free of charge. But what I found, and one of the reasons I set up my service, is that some people aren't on benefit. They work, you've got rent, you've got to deal with the kids, you haven't got any money, and you can't prove it. So the costs vary, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You can go to someone up, you know, West End, you might pay £300 an hour to mediate. Okay, but my service, again, helps people who are on a lower income to kind of sort out the issues and stuff, yeah.
So when you when you do the mediation, I'm just going by what some fathers come on and they come and say on the pod, right? They say that they find that some mediations are not on their side.
Okay.
So
mediators have to be impartial. Now, if you contact me about a situation, I'm impartial. I don't care if you contacted me first or second, or you're the receiving party.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat you exactly the same. There's no favoritism involved.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of mediation. I'm neutral. I'm not your judge. I'm not there to, you know, make decisions for you. I'm strictly there to help you come to an arrangement. Simple as that.
So why should you have a mediator?
Okay, so if you have a parent who doesn't see a child, for example, the first fault is to phone a solicitor.
Right.
Everybody phones a solicitor first. And what I found in my experience is that you phone a solicitor, You go down there, £200 conversation.
Yeah.
Might drop a letter to the ex-partner, can I see the child, etc. That doesn't work. And then they'll tell you in your skin, go and see the mediator. The first step is okay. Mediation. Yeah, you have to see a mediator anyway
yeah.
to go to court. And you know, naturally, what you want to do is try and sort out the situation between you and the mother or you and the father. So the first step is to mediate. And the reason why you should mediate, big thing, the money, again, solicitors, £200 an hour,
mm-hmm.
you go court, could be $2,000-$3,000 for the day's trial, etc., etc. It's stress. It might take you 6 months, a year to see the child again.
Yeah.
And even then, when you do get to court, you get your judgment. It might not be what you want. And that's for both parties. So with mediation, it allows two people to make your own arrangements.
So what happens if the other person doesn't want to go to mediation?
You'll know what you're doing, innit? Because like what you're saying there is, okay, I'm not going to talk it out with you. Mm. Okay, that's cool. That's fine. But if that person, if the other person decides to go to court, you're going to have to face that judge eventually. Mm. And they're going to ask you straight up, did you mediate? Why didn't you mediate? And what you don't want, it's a case where you're in front of a judge and, you know, the father or mother has spent all this money, all this time, and you're here and you haven't even tried to sort it out.
But is there, like, any reason why... Like, is there any reason why someone cannot mediate?
There may be many reasons. So, again, as I said earlier on, you might have a non-molestation order. There might be domestic violence involved. The other person might have moved away to another country.
Mm-hmm.
There's many reasons why you may not be able to mediate, but that's what the MIAM is for. It's for me and you, or me and my colleague, to speak to you to see what the situation is, to see if you can even mediate at all.
Mm.
Okay? Again, if you can't mediate, though, again, you have other options. You can go to court, which we'll agree to do. We'll sign a court form for you to supply to a court. You've got no choice, you know.
And when you supply and you write a letter to the court, do you attend in person?
No. Essentially, when you want to make an application to a family court, you have to fill out a C-100.
Okay.
You fill it out. Who is the child? Who's the parent? Where do they live? Etc. Page 9 of that is our part to sign. So we'll sign it, advising that you've been for your MIAM, and it will have a list. Did the other person mediate? Did they not, etc., etc.? And we'll, you know, sign it accordingly and tick it accordingly, give it to you. You put it in with your C-100, send it off to the court, and it's done and dusted from there.
And have you experienced anything in the past where you had to mediate and it didn't go to plan?
Yeah, of course. It's not a guarantee that people are going to make an arrangement, man. You just might not get on. You know, you might sit down together, I want to see the child on Saturdays and Sundays, but you can't do that and it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it happens a lot of the time. Again, unfortunately, if you can't agree, it may go court.
Mm.
And if that happens, you've got a judge making the decision for you. Simple as that.
So really. Where does the solicitor come into this then, if when people want a solicitor to represent for them?
Look, mediation is anti-solicitor. We don't hate them,
okay,
but you don't need them. Right,
okay.
But you may need them. So, for example, if you have gone to mediation and the other party says, no, you're not doing this, you can have 1 hour a week, you might want to see a solicitor, see what your rights are. I know what the rights are, you know, you've got 50-50 access to your child.
So, even if they contact, what's that one now called, Tribunal, is it not, Citizen Advice.
So you can do all that. Look, the solicitor really and truly should only be used, ideally, in the court case scenario.
Mm.
So again, a lot of people go to a solicitor, you're paying them money to write letters and phone calls, but you shouldn't really need that. What you should really be doing is getting that court date. Mm-hmm. When that court date comes through, just say it's next Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
call the solicitor, look, I've got a case next Tuesday, I need you for there for like 2-3 hours,
yeah,
get a price,
then put just them pay in that.
For that, just pay for that time, don't be spending thousands and they're writing your letters and giving you a call every week. And
yeah,
so the only reason you need a solicitor really to represent you perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's for some advice. But again, on my website, I have links for advice, free advice.
Can you just let them know what the website is?
Yeah, of course. So we're the London Mediation Service. Mm. The website is tlms.org.uk.
We're going to put that in the link in the description below, so anyone who wants to find out We can do that. But yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, going back to now the solicitors, they should only be using them to represent if you go to court. Yeah. Is that because sometimes if you go to the court, you can be looked down on?
Yeah, like I've you know, people come back to me after they've gone to court.
Yeah.
And they say it was tough, man. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. And that's what you need that solicitor for. A lot of people see movies and think you can stand up in the front of the judge and say this and that. It doesn't work like that. Usually a solicitor is talking for you.
Of course. So,
and also, if you've got the other party saying something, you need, ideally, you need someone who knows the law.
I was about to say that.
You can't do that, to battle for you.
Yeah.
So it might be worth saving some money up and being prepared to employ a solicitor. I'm just saying you don't need that from the beginning and you don't need that all the way through it every step.
All right, so what about when the mother's acting difficult?
Or father.
Okay, let's go. Or father. Because we're on the baby father's platform.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
I'm more tickled for the fathers. On the baby mothers, they will talk for the mothers. Okay, but cool. We know both vice versa watches this. So I get it. All right. But for, say if the mother's obviously not acting the way she needs to be acting, and she keeps on blocking for the father to see in the child, and it has to keep on going back to mediation, can you not see for yourself? Like, you could tell the mum was being difficult.
This is up to you. Again, mediation is voluntary, by the way, so okay. I can't call up the mother or father and say, look, what are you doing? You need to, I can't tell you that. You have to volunteer to want to sort this out. So most people, they don't mediate 3, 4, 5 times. What they'll usually do is mediate, make an arrangement, so I'm going to collect the child at this time, blah, blah, blah. But if that breaks down, again, you've got the choice to say, you know what, it's not working. You broke the agreement. I'm going court.
Yeah.
Simple as that, really. I've never had a scenario where it goes 4, 5, 6 times. They're just coming back. Doesn't usually work like that.
Okay.
Our whole role is to allow you to kind of carry with your life without having to come back anyway. We're going to sort out what's happening, birthdays, Christmas, summer holidays, every aspect of your kind of life with the children will be discussed.
So the mediator, is it in a contact centre?
No.
So is contact centre after when they've gone to you?
The only reason you need a contact centre is if you agree that you should see a child in the contact centre. And most mothers and fathers don't usually agree, something like that, sir.
Okay, so let me just follow the process now, okay?
Right, all right.
Stop. Me and the mother doesn't get along. That's the first block.
Same.
I then go to the mediator instead of going to solicitor.
Yeah.
Right? So I go to the mediator because going to solicitor, they're just taking your money when the first place you should go is to the mediator.
Yeah.
Once you go to the mediator, when do you then go next?
Okay, cool. I'll go for the setup. All right, cool. So you'll come and see me. You do that Miami. We'll sit down for an hour. What's going on? What's happening? What do you need? What do you want?
Okay.
What's going on? Okay. If you say, I want to mediate, I think we need to sit down and work this out, I'll contact the mother or father. I'll write to them and say, look, Mr. Jones has come in to see me. He wants to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
If they're like, okay, I want to talk, I'll see them.
Okay.
So you'll both do a mime. So I'll say, okay, so Mr. Jones, he said this. Like, so what are you saying? What's it from their point of view? And he's mad. Yeah, we didn't hear the differences, but yeah.
But I just had to ask you.
Right.
But obviously, you can't go. Because you might think, hold on a minute, this don't sound right.
Right. Look, I'm confidential. So
Mr. Jones has
told me something. I can't tell the other party. Whatever you say to me is confidential.
That's good.
But I'll be honest. You hear talking cheese. And sometimes when you speak to the other person, you realise, that's what's going on. I know why.
Obviously,
I can't express
Of course.
So you'll do that meeting. And if you've both agreed, let's sort it out. Let's talk.
Yeah.
The next step is arranging a date and a time to get everybody together. So it'll be you, the mother or father, and myself, and we'll sit down together and work out, what's happening? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What time do you want to see Billy?
And then after that process, what then happens after that part after?
Okay, so hopefully you make an agreement. You've agreed when you're going to see the child. How are you going to communicate with each other? What's happening, birthdays, blah, blah, blah. I'll write that up into a document. It'll be an official document when you mediated, who's mediating, the child, date of birth, everything like that. The actual arrangement is written down. Now, the only problem with mediation is that parental agreement is not legally binding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our hope is, because you've agreed it, you're both happy.
Yes.
You walk away with a copy of the agreement each. So, yeah, on Saturday, I'm going to collect blah, blah.
At that time.
Do that. Mm. And hopefully everyone's happy in it. Yeah, but unfortunately, if that doesn't work, or if you're not confident that it's going to stick, by all means, you can apply to a court again, given the agreement, and get that legally binded, just like a consent order.
Mm.
Yeah, so those are the steps, essentially. Miami each, mediate, get the agreement, and just live on.
Okay, yeah. So say if the mum doesn't, or the mum and dad can't really agree after that has been done, what after that happens, is that when it then gets to the contact centre?
Potentially, like the contact centre thing, you will only hear about that is if the mother or father has a concern about the child being in the care.
Okay.
And it's usually court to would say that. So you might go to court, for example, on CAFCAS, or do like a risk assessment, and they'll say, okay, yeah, there's violence in the past, et cetera, et cetera. And they might say, okay, contact centre, 2 months. And you'll do that, and after a while, you'll start to have the child. You'll gain trust.
Yeah.
And all that sort of thing. But a contact centre, if you've got two people mediating and the mother or father says, yeah, it has to be in the contact centre, the other person agrees, cool.
Mm.
Okay, let's look at some contact centres, find out where there is one, when do you want to start that? And again, it's another agreement.
Yeah.
We'll just write that up for you. Okay. It's your choice, it's your agreement.
Yeah.
We're not telling you to do anything.
You're just there to hear both sides of the story, so they both can come on the same page. And then just to get something in place just for the child.
Yeah, well, this is it. Our goal is like, okay, what's happening with this child here? What's best? And we're keeping you focused on that.
Yeah.
We don't want you talking about what happened in 2011, when you done this, when you done that. What's happening from today in regards to your child to make sure they're fulfilled, essentially? Okay, and that's our goal. That's our number one goal. Our role as well is to make sure it remains calm. Things don't get heated, things like we're going to keep it nice and cool and make sure that everyone has their time to speak,
so,
things like that.
So when did you set up your service?
Okay, so we started in, 2020, last year.
Okay.
I launched in November. It's not been running for too long, but yeah, it's quite successful.
Yeah.
It's working. We've helped a lot of people so far, yeah.
And what made you want to do it?
Okay, so it's a chance meeting with an old friend, and I managed to end up working for a mediation service. And admittedly, in the past, I've had issues with a mother of one of my children.
So you're a victim?
Again, I have an issue.
Okay.
So I don't want to, like, this is not personal. But yeah, so I had an issue at one point. And even then, when that happened to me, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Found up as a solicitor. £300, I'm like, do you know what, let me just let time run its course and see if it works out, etc. So anyway, I started working for a mediation company, and I realised it's easy. If you don't see your children, it's not a long thing. It's easy to work out, and I just believe that everyone should know that.
Okay.
Simple as that. I've got friends, work colleagues. In fact, most people I meet have an issue with the mother or father of their child, or they don't see the child, it's rife.
So, obviously, we do have some fathers who has bad experience, obviously, not to get to see their child, and they do say that they find it hard to obviously get access to see their child, or just trying to get to the court stage to find out it's a waiting game, it's a money game.
Mm.
Like, what kind of thing would you say? Why that kind of...
It's a tough one. It does cost money. If you can't work it out between you and the mother or father, it's going to cost you money. Like, you're going to have to go to court. Now, applying to court, I think it's only £215. That's not big money.
Yeah.
But it's that choice. Do you arrive at that court with no representation? And that's the question you need to ask yourself. You know, is your child worth it, is what you need to ask yourself. Do you want to see your child that much? Because if you do, you're going to need to pay some money.
Yeah.
And I think what people need to realise is that the court will back you. It doesn't matter if you're an armed robber, you've come out of prison. If that child is your child, that child has a right to see you. And the judges understand it. They don't play around with that sort of thing. You will gain access to your child, but you must follow the system.
Okay, but I'm going to stop you right there. Right?
Yeah.
This question I was going to ask you, and this is why I can see, I think why some dads do feel the type of way is because they feel to get to see their child, they have to go through a long process just to get to see their child, right? Yeah. But when it's now coming to CSA asking them for money, it's coming straight away. They get hacked straight away.
Yeah, I get it. That is unfortunate. And a lot of fathers will say to me, or mothers, if I can't see the child,
why should I pay?
Pay the money. But unfortunately, you're in a system, and you need to realise you're in a system, and you can't fight that. You know, it's the system. If you're getting paid through your tax, you can try and avoid it. They're going to take the money. And it's a, that's a principle as well. That's what you believe. But the government, unfortunately, believes that, sorry, every child that you have should be sponsored. You've got to put in towards that.
But then if the government are thinking every child should be sponsored, the government should also be thinking that every child's supposed to see their parent.
Yeah, of course, it should be like that.
There'll be something to say to you.
Until the court hears your name, they don't know you.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are. You've got, and that's what I'm saying. Go to court or mediate, because once you are on the system to say, I want to see my child, you will get it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know who you are until you actually apply to the court. So you can say, look, I'm not seeing my child, but you've got to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, really. It might cost you. And it does come across unfair, but, you know, have you tried to speak to the mother or father? Have you? You know what I mean? It's all those sort of questions you need to ask.
Yeah.
Is it pride? What's stopping you from picking up the phone and trying to work it out?
Because some fathers who I have spoken to off air, because you got to remember, man them talk.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you get to hear the conversation. I tried to phone her and she either wants to argue on the phone or I phone her, she's blocked me so I can't even get through.
Yeah,
I try to go to the house. She wants, so there's so much angles where he's trying to do that. It's why, obviously we know why, that's why you're in place now.
Well, this is it.
You understand?
Again, a lot of people try and sort out between themselves and get their auntie to sit down at the table. It doesn't work.
I think that's just long.
Again, you need someone who's impartial. You can't have someone who's biased or feels a certain way is going to lead you. You need someone totally impartial.
Stranger, basically, like a stranger.
And they'll know what's right, what's wrong, and where you're going off.
Yeah.
Really. And someone who's trained. So, for example, you'll get people say, I want the child 50-50, but you work all the time. You can't do it. So how you gonna, I mean, you need someone there to say, yo, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not realistic.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why we're there, is to make sure it's realistic and that you can talk, and that the pride is put aside today. We're going to deal with your child.
So that's where the focus is.
What's happening with your child? When did you last see blah, blah?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's not good for the child.
But also, you also get the dads as well.
Mm.
Right? Obviously, I'm not going to throw them underneath the bus.
Mm.
But you get some dads, they complain they don't see their child.
Yeah.
But when they do get access to their child, they don't do nothing for the child.
Yeah, that disappoints me. So sometimes, you know, we might have a father who hasn't seen the child for a while and they're happy. Mediation, they talk to the mother, it's all wicked. Everything's nice. They're finally sorted out. You're going to see the child every Saturday.
Mm.
I get a call on Sunday morning, he didn't turn up.
But
what can you
do? Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I can understand. Again, I am totally neutral and impartial, but sometimes I get it. I get why mothers
act a certain way.
Right, and vice versa, because there's a lot to it. It's not, a lot of people stop someone from seeing a child. A lot of it's not malice. Something's happened. It's a feeling or it's a reaction. There's always a reason.
Yeah.
There's always a reason.
Yeah.
And the whole, we're not counsellors, but a lot of mediation sessions, you'll find out what that reason is and they'll talk it out like, yeah, I should have done that. And they're like, all right, thanks for saying sorry. And you move on from it.
Yeah.
And you start to just deal with
it. So do you think it's about people need to start taking ownership of their behaviour?
Facts. Yeah, of course. Like, look, it must be embarrassing to go in front of a judge. We can't work out what's happening with our kid. Come on, man. Why does it take all this money, all this time? I don't even know you. And I'm telling you when you're going to see. No, you need, it's your child. It's important that the child sees both of you and that you get on. It's very important. Studies show that if you haven't got both parents in your life, man, we know what's going on outside.
100%.
It's madness.
100%.
And because there's no balance, a lot of emotions out there, no fathers, no mothers sometimes. It's getting a bit mad. So, yeah, like, think about what your child wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to ask you a question. How can they find your service?
Okay, again, so the website is tlms.org.uk. We're on Instagram as well, Mediation in London. That's our Instagram account. And, yeah, if you have an issue, our details are on the site, contact details. You can WhatsApp me, text me, call me, DM me, whatever. If you want, I don't know what to do.
Open 7 days a week?
Yeah, wow. Don't work on Saturdays. Okay. But yeah, every other day, if I get a text, I'm going to deal with it. So if you've got an issue, it could be 2 a.m. If I'm up, I don't know what to do. I'll say, yeah, I'll call you in the morning. I'll call you in the morning. Mm. We'll go over it. And I'll tell you the process. And if you want to do the Miami and get it started, let's do it. Let's get it done. And take
it from sounds like your business is proper.
Yeah, it's good. Again, we want to make sure that mediation is available for all people. Again, it's very...
Mothers, fathers,
rich, poor, particularly the poor. Like, again, another reason why I set up the company is because I found the fees can be excessive. Hmm. Our company is probably the cheapest in the UK. We don't charge for paperwork. We don't charge for court forms. Wow. We only charge for the mediation. Yeah. So we're going to get it sorted out. And hopefully for a small fee, you're going to sort your life out and your kid's going to be happy.
I think that's what's really good, because you obviously set up a company to help the ones who look like us, for one.
Yeah.
Also for two, that they're able to help the ones who maybe not think, oh, I don't want to do it because they're so worried about the money. Right. But you're saying, well, hold on a minute, there is organisation, it is reasonable to what's out there.
Yeah.
So if they're not walking through your doors, then are you really want to see your child?
This is it. I'm making it easy for you. I'm approachable. I'm going to speak on your level. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to blind you with science and lawyer talk.
Yeah.
What's going on? Let's deal with it. How are we going to deal with this?
Yeah.
And that's mother and father. I want you to talk to me and I'm going to help you sort out your problem. And that's, you're right. For people like us, we're underrepresented in the mediation. Yeah, I'm yet to find.
Well, I think in our culture, in our community, it's a big thing. This is not just happening now. This has been happening from generations.
For real.
Where it does need to change now.
Of course it does. It just carries on otherwise.
And this is why I think this is also the reason why we have all this madness out on road where these young ones don't really care about their life.
There you go.
You need something else. Let's not say all of them, some of them.
Yeah.
You something
some kids are amazing, but there's a lot of kids out there, they're kind of lost.
And that's where the fathers, and mothers have to come together and look at
it's your child.
Yeah.
And that child may have a child, and that child's going to have a child, and when's he going to stop? You know?
Well, Derek, listen, I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to say thank you for coming on, bro.
Pleasure.
For reaching out to us. This conversation was needed.
Yeah, for sure.
This conversation is needed, and I know it would help fathers out there. Also, it would help mothers.
Yeah.
You understand?
Sure.
And is there anything you want to say before we shut down?
There is one more thing. I just want to let people know it's not as hard as people make out it is to see your child. Do the Miami, try media. If you can't, just apply to court. They will let you see the child.
Okay.
But you've got to do that.
All right. So you heard that from Mr. Derek. All right. Is it Derek Mason?
That's right.
Yeah. Derek Mason. You heard it all from him. I want to hear your lot's views. Your lot's experience. Your lot's gone through any experience. We also want to hear you lot. Drop it in the comments below. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. Click that notification button. Another thing I was going to say to you is make sure you check out Derek's company as well. Send a link onto the people who you maybe think has been going through. He's not seeing a child. Derek has already told you already the process, what you need to go through. I don't think there's anything more I have to say unless you got anything more today, Derek.
No, I'm done. Thanks.
All right, we're good. Once again, thank you for coming.
No problem.
We are the Baby Fathers. Peace. I'm a god, man. All right.